for this week on the musical sesh here. I am sitting in studio with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John. How's it going?
And Peach, the band.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having us.
How's it going? Welcome
it's
back.
It's going great. Thank you.
We have three artists in studio right now. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I am Peach, and here with my brother,
Adam Banks.
And my other brother,
Julian Ray.
You are a Park City native, correct?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Nice. Went to Park City High.
Park City High and Winter School for a year as well.
Okay, nice. You got a taste of both schools.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, had to check it out. I mean, I grew up skiing here, so it was like, you know, competing and stuff. Winter school makes sense, but. Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting. And so you were doing that, and then you shifted to music as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, man. I mean, music just took over, like in the midst of competitive skiing and football and stuff. And then I started making music, and I was like, actually, this might be exactly. And then I just sat in a studio for like the rest of my life.
And here we are in another one.
Yeah.
And you've been in the studio recently. You've got a LP. What do you have released today?
Yeah, so it's part two of two EPs, but it's going to end up being a full album of 12 songs. So it's Small Town America V2 joining V1. So, yeah.
In town just to promote that?
Yeah, promoting that. And then we got the show on Saturday down in Salt Lake City at the Point After, which will be fun. EP release party. It'll be a good time.
Tell us about your guys' roles in the band Peach.
Adam, you want to start?
Yeah, so, you know, I met Peach about 6 years ago. I was catching wind of this up-and-coming artist from Park City. Met through a mutual friend and linked up, and I think it was within our first session. I don't know if it's necessarily true.
But after that first one, I was like, yeah, this is
you were sold? Okay, that's good to know.
Nice.
So, yeah, and, you know, we kind of just been just moving and grooving ever since.
Adam, where are you from?
I'm from Salt Lake City, just downtown.
So it was a really far drive for you guys to get together then, huh?
Yeah, well, he
it can be one.
Yeah, he would travel down, you know, 6 years later, here we are. I mean, about 5 years ago, we had struck some luck with a few records, Tell Me and...
Streaming well. And, you know, when we met up, he was producing all of my music. So, like, making all the beats, playing the guitars, doing all of that, mixing down the vocals. He's a man of does all the jobs, basically. And now in the band, he's playing guitar for me.
It's definitely been fun going into kind of the live space. Everything was on the computer for years. And then, I mean, we'd play guitar and record it, but we weren't necessarily doing all that at the shows. And now we're in a full six-piece band. And
and Julian, we don't want to forget you over here on the side. Can you tell us about your role in the band?
Yeah, I met Peach about 5 years ago through a mutual friend of ours. And we had known each other over the internet for a while, and he came and visited out in Southern California where I was living at the time, and we hit it off instantly and just started making music together, shifting through genres over the years together. And I guess I'm not directly part of his band, but feel blessed to be in the circle with him.
And also playing on Saturday.
Yes, sir. That's awesome. A little 30-minute set. We lived together for a short time in like 2023, 2024, and just made a bunch of records together, and I've been locked in ever since. I'm just blessed to be here and be accompanying the whole rollout.
That's great. Well, we want to get a little taste of that right now. So what are you going to play first for us here?
I think we're going to play a song called Middleman off the project.
Any history or cool story behind this?
So the idea of middleman is the guys that you're around that don't necessarily really want you to win. So the guys who hold envy and they act like friendly and stuff. So, but they really don't want it to work for you. So that's what it's about. And it was just from, you know, seeing people around me that were doing some sly stuff, being middlemen. Yeah, so that's what the song's about.
All right, here's Middleman right here on the Community Campfire.
Milestones and middlemen who envy everything you ever did. They're lying, stealing, cheating till they find themselves alone and wearing thin. No, they won't speak about their jealousy, won't tell you about a thing inside their heads. How their worry tends to worry me, cause Lord knows who they are and if they're friends. I pray to God my soul to keep, cause many men wish death upon me. I pray to God my soul to keep, I've paid a price and it ain't cheap. Well, nothing ever comes for free. Ooh.
nothing ever comes for free. Lying, cheating little men will change up when they feel a bit of wind. No, they won't be there in the storm, won't be there for me if it all came to an end. Now some of y'all lie through your teeth, but when it comes to me, I can't pretend. So watch your back and watch your clothes, 'cause Lord knows who they are and if they're friends. I pray to God my soul to keep, 'cause many men wish death upon me. I pray to God my soul to keep, I've paid a price and it ain't cheap. Well, nothing ever comes for free. I've seen too much, I think I've had enough. I've been burned too many times, I don't know who to trust. I think I've seen too much, I think I've had enough. I've been burned too many times, I don't know who to trust. Pray to God my soul to keep, 'cause many men wish death upon me. I pray to God my soul to keep, I've paid a price and it ain't cheap. Well, nothing ever comes for free.
Middleman.
All right. You know, I'm thinking about those middlemen here and there in our lives. And yeah, that really sums it up for us right there. Thank you for that one. That was fun.
Oh, thank you.
So, Peach, tell me a little bit about your musical journey and where you started and where you're going now with this new album or EP part two.
So, I mean, I started kind of in the rap space. I was kind of just doing whatever felt right in music because I was figuring it out at the beginning and just trying to write down thoughts and have fun with it. And then just as we went on joining other producers and artists like Adam and Julian, it kind of just developed, just developing as a person, I think, as well, and slowly forged into a space where songwriting kind of took a hold of it all. So I feel like coming into like country music and folk music, it makes sense. Being in a live band just is so much more fun to me now.
Right.
Whereas like back then I was like, I don't know, I could just do, you know, a DJ or something, but no, it's the buildup of everything. So yeah, it's been fun, and I think this is the space where I really feel like I'm doing my best and being myself, so yeah.
Yeah, and Adam, you said that you're producing for Peach, is that right?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
So do you think you've had an influence in steering that sort of direction for the ship here?
Honestly, no, I gotta give him credit. I think he's influenced, and Julian, you can speak to this too, but I feel like he's influenced the people around him, you know, doing certain records. I remember he would do acoustic guitar records, and I'd be like, man, are you sure about this? Okay, like, I don't see this going on radio, but it's cool. And then, sure enough, those records ended up being huge. And he kind of got this last laugh, I told you so. And then I kind of had to just tip my hat and be like, okay, I see where you're going with this. And then, I mean, I grew up on bluegrass music, so just the lyrics are so important in folk music. It's imperative to have good lyrics, so I kind of fell in love with that side of it, and then we've been picking up banjos and mandolins and learning how to play fiddle and all this stuff. And it's just been a really cool process.
So you started out just in a room doing your own recordings. Do you want to talk a little bit about the history of that, or how did that even start here in Park City?
It was actually right up here on Deer Valley Drive in one of those like old little minor homes. And there's this old sauna in there that didn't work, so I built out a studio in it.
Perfect.
With just like a cheap little setup, and just basically locked myself away in there and then bring friends in and just make fun records. And I just fell in love with that side of it now. Like, even to this day, I prefer just writing in my bedroom alone or with a buddy and then bringing it to a studio. I also love recording and writing in studio too, but I feel like my most comfortable is like sitting in my bedroom just alone, maybe a beer or two, and just see what happens. But yeah.
And Julian, do you want to talk a little bit about your music and how it blends here with Peach?
My start to music started pretty similar to his. I was making music on a $20 Walmart mic in my bedroom. I also exist kind of in the folk and country space. I grew up in Missoula, Montana, so really rooted in a lot of like the bluegrass music that's up there. You know, kind of finishing growing up with him out in Southern California and having our, you know, sounds evolve and everything together more into this folk space. A lot of fun and an honor to be able to come and touch the same stage and bring the music to life with a band, with instruments, and not just a DJ and some tracks. Yeah. And, you know,
not being completely siloed to yourself, right? Yeah, being able to play with others, feed off the crowd.
100%, you know, feed off the energy of the other people on stage with you. It's just such a magical thing.
Yeah. There's so many different aspects of being a musician beyond just making music, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm super curious, Peach, once you saw some level of success, how do you manage all these different aspects of being a musician in this day and age, and how do you navigate it?
Luckily, today I have a really good team around me, a lot of good friends, family, everybody's helping out where they can. Great manager who grew up here in Park City as well, Notion, Levi. It's really just having a good team, because like you could do it solo, but when things start moving, it is impossible to juggle everything. We've been moving around so much this past year and this year coming up as well. We're just always moving, always things going on. So now that I'm with Capital Music Group in Nashville, it's like an even bigger team to help juggle these stuff, and where I can just kind of focus on the music, which is what I want to do.
Right. Know? Yeah. Well, we're excited to focus on some music right here to end the show. What are you guys going to play for us to finish out this segment of the Community Campfire?
We're going to go into Shine On, which comes out with the EP.
Oh, this is a new song.
New song.
Right here, fresh track on this Friday.
Thank you guys so much for being in the studio. This has been a real treat.
Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Going down, another day I've been wasting. Whiskey breath matched with cigarettes. I'm wondering still if there's purpose in changing. What the hell? I've been running around in circles, waiting for you. Instead, I'm just edging. Tell me the truth, is it a lost cause I'm chasing? I know I've been foolish, another year gone by, I'd still choose you. The beauty in your eyes holds a few songs, like stars in the sky, how they move you. Hallelujah. Shine on, shine on without me, keep shining. Shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on without me, keep shining. Shine on, shine on, shine on. Hit the road, no coming back. I wake up every morning with this melody. I'll be dancing slow, looking back on how you made those hips move. It's killing me. Memories of you are bittersweet, and there's no escaping you, and that's fine with me. Shine on, shine on without me, keep shining. Shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on without me, keep shining. Shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on without me, keep shining, shining, shine on, shine on.
shine on, shine on, shine on.